Well, I had known all along that the canyon pasture was crawling with coyotes. And here they were, about to crawl all over me. Actually, I wasn't too worried about it. If they appeared to be in a hostile frame of mind, all I had to do to escape their clutches was trot down the hill and join up with the cattle rustler. It's a well-known fact that coyotes won't go near a human, whereas a dog, well, you get the picture. Yes, the idea of joining forces with a cow thief raised a few ethical problems, but hungry cannibals have a way of ironing out a lot of ethical problems. In other words, what faced me now wasn't actually a matter of life and death, but a minor inconvenience that might delay my wrapping up of the case. With that in mind, I greeted their snarling faces with an air of easy self-confidence. Well, by George, look what the cats drug up.
That you, Hunk? Same Hunk dog we see before many time?
I admit it, yes. I'm the same charming rascal who steals the hearts of the women and can out-sing you flea bags on any given day of any given week.
Ha! Same Hunk dog with big mouth and big stupid in head. Hunk in big trouble now, cause coyote catch big mouth stupid head Hunk out in pasture, ha!
Hey guys, I hate to tell you this, but I'm not even a little bit scared. Do I look scared? They studied me with their narrowed eyes.
Not looking scared. Looking stupid. Away from house and boom boom.
Yes, but the point is that I don't look scared because I'm not scared. And I'm not scared because I know something you don't know. And because you don't know it, Snort, it follows from simple logic that you are scared.
Ha ha ha! Hunk talk stupider and stupidest all time. Coyote not scared of nothing. Love to fight and sing rowdy song and beat up whole world, oh boy! And maybe eat Hunk for breakfast, too.
Yes, but you're forgetting one small detail, Snort. Knowledge is power. If I know something you don't know, then I'm stronger than you are. And if I'm stronger than you are, there's nothing you can do to me, right? That got their attention. It had taken a while, but the truth had finally dripped through the coffee maker of their minds.
What Hunk know that coyote not know?
Well, if I told you, then you would know and I'd lose my power.
But if Hunk not tell, coyote not believe, and maybe eat Hunk anyway.
I hadn't thought of that. He had a point there. Okay, I'll tell you, but you must solemnly swear never to use it against me because, well, that would be cheating. Can you do that?
Ha! Coyote good for cheating.
No, I mean solemnly swearing.
Huh. Coyote not so good for solemnly swear.
But you must solemnly swear or I won't tell you. You have to take the whole deal or nothing at all. They went into a huddle and whispered back and forth. Then Snort broke the circle and said,
Coyote have big conference. Decide to take solemnly swear with whole deal.
All right, raise your left paws. Snort shook his head.
Not paws. Go right into whole deal with solemnly swear.
No, you missed my point.
Not point at coyote. Coyote not like pointing at to be.
I took a deep breath and studied the stars overhead. Snort, let's back up and start over.
Coyote not back up from nothing. Fight Badger and Bobcat, beat up Skunk, play catch with Rattlesnake, oh boy! Not back up from Hunk, too!
Okay. Both of you, raise your left front foot. This threw them into confusion as they lifted first one foot and then the other.
Got two front foots left!
Yes, but only one left front foot. You see, all of us have a left foot and a right foot. To solemnly swear something, you're supposed to raise your right front paw. But I know you guys don't know left from right or right from wrong, so I told you to raise the left one, which is wrong, knowing that you would raise the wrong one instead, which, of course, is the right one. Their small, greenish eyes stared at me.
right foot wrong?
No, the right foot is right. But I knew you'd make the wrong choice, so that would make the left foot right.
Right foot left?
If you raised your right foot, your left foot would be left on the ground. That's right. Snork clubbed me over the head with his right foot.
Honk, shut stupid mouth about foot, and get on with summonly swear.
Okay, fine. Sorry I mentioned it. Repeat after me. I, Snort the Coyote, do solemnly swear for myself and for my brother Rip, who never seems to talk, that we will not use Hank's secret information against him. Four empty yeller eyes stared at me.
Too much for remember.
Okay, just say, we do.
You do.
Not you do, you dodo. We do. He clubbed me over the head again.
Not call Coyote a weed do.
I didn't call you a weed do. I called you a dodo.
Dodo better than weed do. Coyote not like weed, and do make everybody wet. Coyote not like wet.
Great. Do we have a deal or not?
Got deal. Good deal.
In other words, you both solemnly swear? They nodded their heads.
Both solemnly swear.
Boy, I wasn't sure I'd ever get them sworn in. Our system of laws and orders sure wasn't designed for cannibals.
Now, Honk, tell secret knowledge, and pretty quick, too.
All right, here's the deal. Smiling to myself, I brought my mouth closer to their ears and whispered, I know that you guys can't do any damage to me because there's a man on the other side of this hill, see? And all I have to do is... The sneaking, scheming, counterfeit, two-timing, double-crossing, two-faced, cheating... You know what they did? In an instant, and I mean in the blink of an eye, they broke their solemn oaths, used my secret information against me, swapped ends, and placed their hooking bodies between me and my escape route. I couldn't believe my own eyes. I was stunned, shocked, dismayed, crushed, disillusioned. Also mad at myself for being stupid enough to trust them. What a dumb trick. How could I have been so brick-headed? And now, blocking my escape route, they greeted me with huge fangs and glittering eyes. Hey, you can't do this. You swore a solemn oath.
Ha! Coyote not give hoot for solemnly swear. Coyote very good to cheat. Too bad for Hunk.
Yes, but you probably didn't realize that once you've committed yourself to cheating, everybody in the world will call you a cheater. Is that how you want to live your life, Snort, with everybody in the whole world pointing at you and saying,
Oh, look at him, he's nothing but a cheater.
Coyote not give hoot for whole world pointing. Coyote not give hoot for nothing but eat.
Well, maybe what you should do right now is sing your famous song about not giving a hoot. Wouldn't that be fun? They shook their heads.
Not fun. Only want eat Hunk for supper, oh boy!
Oh boy, indeed. I couldn't even interest them in singing. That was a real bad sign. Another bad sign was that they began creeping towards me, grinning at me with wild, crazy grins, and licking their respective chops. Now wait, maybe we could... Hey, I've got a great idea. Maybe instead of eating, we could... They kept coming. Weenies. That's what you guys need. A whole package of juicy weenies. Where could we find some? Don't look at me that way, Snort. It makes me... Nothing was working this time. I had talked my way out of this situation several times in the past, but now... Holy smokes! They kept creeping towards me. If I ran, they would follow me out into the darkness of the pasture, but if I didn't run... Fellers... All at once, things were looking pretty bleak. There I was, a poor, helpless ranch dog, standing in the middle of a big pasture, in the middle of the night, and surrounded by hungry, ferocious coyotes who had lied and cheated and tricked me and used my own natural honesty against me. I would really hate to end it all right here, And I mean not only the story, but also my entire career. But things had sure enough gotten out of control for me, and... anyways, they ate me, and that's all the story. Sorry to disappoint you. Goodbye.